USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. The Senate Intelligence Committee announced late Thursday that it will postpone Friday's confirmation hearing for President-elect Joe Biden's pick to be the next director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines. She was supposed to be the first pick for Biden's cabinet. Instead, Haines joins a number of other national security picks still awaiting their chance to appear on Capitol Hill. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The right decision is how Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey characterized banning President Trump from the social media platform. Mr. Dorsey Thursday says this is just the beginning.
You know, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account. And it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. A much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
The chief executive of Twitter had his account briefly suspended because of what he said was an internal mistake. Jack Dorsey, who co-founded Twitter, was locked out of his account, which had 3.9 million followers at the time, for about 15 minutes back in November of 2016. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Washington Times reported D.C. police arrested 217 during Inauguration Day riots. At least 217 arrested, limo torched amid Inauguration Day protests in Washington, was reported by ABC News. Police injured, more than 200 arrested at Inauguration Day protests, was reported by CNN. These were the headlines from the Trump inauguration. As we prepare for the Biden inauguration, the FBI is warning state capitals to prepare for the worst. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January, and so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here, and we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's a unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready, and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.